This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the state's red flag gun law next year. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The three-year-old law allows law enforcement and family members to seek a court order to seize the guns of people deemed a risk to themselves or others. The group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners filed suit shortly after it passed. They aren't challenging its constitutionality, but instead argue that the General Assembly's Democratic leaders broke legislative rules in the process of passing the bill. The case has gone back and forth in the courts. Now the state Supreme Court will hear arguments sometime this spring. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs Airport will begin offering a nonstop flight to Minneapolis and St. Paul this summer. Delta says it will offer two flights a day to the land of 10,000 lakes. The airline is also adding two direct flights from Colorado Springs to Atlanta. Both changes go into effect on June 5th. Community organizations in Colorado Springs and Pueblo are providing a shelter as the region braces for extremely cold and life-threatening weather. The Red Cross will open an emergency warming shelter at Sanctuary Church on the west side of Colorado Springs after 5 tonight. Springs Rescue Mission has also expanded their shelter's capacity. The Pueblo Transit Center will function as a warming center from Thursday night until Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06. Stick around.